Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a guided meditation and visualization that is about exploring the metaphor of a swimming pool and seeing how you can connect that metaphor to your own emotions. You may find that it's helpful to track how you are currently sensing your own emotions. Perhaps you'll be inspired to learn more about your own emotional nature and where you might want to stretch yourself going forward. In this podcast, we are not going to be going deeply into the dynamics of the four core emotions of joy, sadness, anger, and fear. Instead, with the help of your lifeguard swimming instructor ally, you will be guided to explore a variety of different emotional supports that are available to you in order to help you navigate your emotional waters in your own symbolic swimming pool. Know that whether you're floating above the emotional waters on top of your pool floaty or dipping your toes into a new emotional territory in some area in your life, or whether you might be experiencing an unexpected big emotional wave that knocks you into the deep end of the pool where you never wanted to end up, take solace, as there are various types of support that can help to bolster you through a rough or turbulent emotional time. Just knowing that you can reach out for help and support to keep you afloat during emotionally challenging or frustrating times in your life can be valuable and helpful. The point is to help get you into calmer emotional waters so that you can regroup, reflect, restore, and figure out the best next steps as you navigate whatever emotional waters you find yourself in, now or in the future. Just know that there's so much information on this topic of emotions, and know that there are many resources that you can tap into and explore if things resonate with you after this podcast. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after this visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a few moments to find a quiet, private space where you know that you can relax into, then you can pause the recording while you organize this. Then come back to the recording where we will continue together. And once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and just notice how you're breathing in and out. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself relaxing even more. Next, you find yourself getting ready to walk over to the pool and to meet your ally, Charlie. Next, you meet Charlie on the pool deck, and today he wants to show you around the pool and the pool deck in order for you to become more familiar with all of the standard features you can potentially tap into even prior to getting into your emotional swimming pool, so to speak, for the day. Knowing what information and assets are available to you is valuable, for there are guideposts and signs that can help you to become more aware of different things, such as the depths of the swimming pool. There are signs that can indicate where you are not supposed to dive into the pool and where it's safe to do so. There's information about water support devices and where they can be located in order to help you stay afloat in the pool, depending on your ability or skills to swim or tread water or to float in whatever emotional water you find yourself in. Knowing there are water devices such as water wings, life preservers, emergency contact phone numbers, life jackets, and pool floaties, all potentially there to be of service to you. For the next part of your exploration, you are going to become an observer of your own life, as you will be staying on the pool deck, assessing and taking stock of your own emotional swimming pool, and what support and emotional supports you might be able to muster if you needed them. Like knowing who or what might become like water wings for you, or what kind of life preserver you might prefer, and what skill or practice might reflect a kind of life jacket that you might really want to have or have near you should you need it. Next, Charlie shares a bit of information to help you focus on the topic of your emotions. Just be curious and observe how freely you think you feel all four human emotions of joy, sadness, anger, and fear. Everyone can lack access to one, two, three, or even four of them, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong. You are just becoming more aware of what is happening for you currently, and this is one way to locate yourself. Emotions are essential to our health and well-being. There are many values and connections to each emotion. Here is just one for each of them to give you a flavor. Fear protects, anger defends, sadness releases, and joy uplifts. To give you a snapshot of where you are currently with your emotions, it may be helpful to locate yourself on the following continuum. On the one far end of the emotional continuum, you would find your emotional waters are fairly calm with just a few ups and downs emotionally. At the extreme other end of the continuum is where a person would be treading water in the deep end of the emotional pool, having been hit hard by a tough situation or life event. A midpoint on the continuum might be where you're feeling some constant emotional wave action, but you're feeling that you're navigating fairly okay, as you have supports in place and or practices that help to support you. For this moment, just try to locate where you would find yourself on the continuum currently in your life. Keeping in mind, this is just a snapshot in this moment in time. Take a few moments now to ponder these questions. What do you think or feel is causing the waves in your emotional life? Who or what is turning up the waves in the wave pool? Can you identify what is causing the disruption in your emotional waters? Perhaps you might be in a new relationship where you're still learning about each other and getting to know each other. Or perhaps work has been a little bit more stressful lately. Or perhaps you might be feeling out of sorts and heading into new unknown territory in some area in your life. There are so many possibilities, and you will know and have some ideas for yourself. What have you tried so far to calm the waters or to navigate them in order to feel more comfortable in your life? As you ponder these questions, just allow yourself to observe what comes up and in and around this, and know that you can jot down notes even after you leave this space and explore all of these questions further. Perhaps just knowing how accessible or limited your access to each of these four emotions gives you some good information, and perhaps even clues as to what you might want to develop further in order to have access to some aspect of your emotional life. Or perhaps you want to become more equipped and comfortable in navigating emotional situations with yourself and others. Next, Charlie invites you again to take stock and to do an inventory and to notice what is around you in your emotional swimming pool that could be a type of help and support and of service to you should you need it during the course of your time each day in your own emotional swimming pool. Knowing what is there for you to grab onto or tap into even before you get into the water for the day can be priceless. For example, you can offer this as a type of water wing support for yourself. If you know you have things coming up during your work day, for example, you might want to make note that you might be feeling stressed at an important meeting, or maybe you have a dentist appointment for a root canal that might be activating something emotionally for you. Another helpful thing that you can experiment with is just becoming an observer in your life. And imagine that you are on a pool floaty and you're not in the swimming pool for the day yet. But from that point of view, you can review the day ahead, gently noticing how you feel and observe what comes up for you without judging yourself or your reactions as you gently wonder about what might potentially trip you up today. Then you have an opportunity to give yourself time to set an intention, for example, around a situation or a person, and to come up with a few possible outcomes that could serve you both well. A bit of strategizing or troubleshooting could be like giving yourself water wings here. Another thing you can do for yourself is to ask yourself, one thing that I can get excited about today is, and then building upon this idea and offering yourself something that you can look forward to. This can offer you a sense of balance and can help to buoy you up a bit. You can troubleshoot a bit ahead of time and place a life preserver nearby, so to speak, if you need it. Knowing what's on the agenda for the day, roughly even, where you know you might need to be on your A game in certain ways, helps you to prepare yourself for things. And what would a life preserver support look like if you needed it, if it was a rock and roll big wave emotional day? Planning for and having something to help give you support, something like a timeout or a reprieve in order to regroup or to take stock of what is actually going okay or well even, helps to give you more perspective or maybe more confidence to handle what is coming next. Or perhaps you're ready to learn how to swim more effectively in your emotional swimming pool. Some people might want to hire a life coach or a therapist to get help in order to learn more about how to create effective boundaries. Or some people want to learn how to connect to their emotions more and how to feel them and express them more, perhaps. Others may want to learn how to give and receive feedback more effectively, and others may want to learn about difficult or challenging emotions and reactivity and how to navigate them more confidently and to learn some new skills around this. Whatever it is for you, you will know as it will resonate with you, and you will have some juice around wanting to explore it more, perhaps. Consider asking yourself, are you aware of any emotional guideposts and warning signs that alert you that you may be entering into tricksy water that you don't feel as confident navigating in? Becoming more alert and conscious about some of these indicators is helpful. Charlie shares, before he became a skilled lifeguard and swim instructor, he needed to first learn many different things about his own emotions and emotional pool. Part of why he was drawn to learn about this was he knew he was struggling with reactivity in some of his primary relationships at that time, and found when he started to move into deeper emotional waters, he would feel a bit uneasy around some of the conflicts and didn't know how to keep his head calmly above water regarding some of them. And he found he would need to retreat back into more shallow ends of the pool emotionally sometimes. Then he realized he could learn some new skills in order to deal more effectively with conflict when it arose in his life. He ended up working with a life coach who was someone nearby in the water, so to speak, who ended up teaching him how to tread water and how to do the basic survival moves in the water and how to give effective feedback when he felt pulled into the deep end with a few people at some points. There are things that you may want to cultivate to feel more confident that no matter what's going on in your emotional waters, you can always learn to keep your head above water at all times, whether you're just learning to swim or tread water. These are all some things that you can reflect upon even after you leave this space. Sometimes we like to stay above the emotional waters, and there are times when we may need to pull out of the water and regroup before reacting or engaging more with ourselves or others. Do you have a special floaty, so to speak, that helps to give you some breathing room and makes you feel at ease and comfortable? Here are a few things that Charlie found worked for him. In the beginning, when he was learning how to acclimatize to different emotional waves, he would act like a lifeguard to himself by removing himself from some of these difficult emotional waters. And what seemed to work for him is that he would give himself a retreat and a timeout. He would prepare a lovely warm bath with aromatherapy oils and had a candle that he would light, and he would read a favorite magazine. And all of this served to allow to give himself a much appreciated time out. He found that after the bath, he would often practice some of the new relaxation breathwork techniques and exercises. He found that that brought him even more calm over time. And this was actually important to him in his life moving forward. For learning these new breath techniques also helped him when he needed to calm himself during stressful or challenging times in his day-to-day life. He would be able to regroup quickly, and after a few minutes of doing some of these specific types of breath work, he was able to re-engage and to reconnect to himself and to others and to carry on and face what was coming next. Before you end your time together, Charlie shares this bit of inspiration for you to reflect upon. Listen silently to your emotional waters, for these waters voice parts of your essence. Know it is the voice of your perpetual becoming and part of your evolution. As you prepare to leave this space, you say goodbye to Charlie, and Charlie gives you a pool floaty to take with you to remind you of the many ways in which you can stay afloat while navigating your own emotional waters. So now take a few moments more to relax and know that you can come back here anytime. And if you were inspired, you can research further resources related to this topic. So take a couple more deep breaths. And when it feels right to you, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingertips. And when it feels right, you can move back into a seated position and open your eyes. If you would like to take notes or journal now, you can do that. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.